Following his trip to Geneva, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon headed to Rome. He is in the Italian capital to meet with top officials to discuss how to strengthen Afghanistan's frail justice system. Afghan President Hamid Karzai and Italian Premier Romano Prodi are amongst those examining a legal system largely destroyed by more than 25 years of violence.
Today, the European Commission allocated €200 million to help reform Afghanistan's justice sector and pay salaries of judges and the police. Press officer with the International Development Law Organization is Stacey Turner. She told us about how her organization is trying to help.
IDLO is focusing primarily on helping the judicial staff. So a judicial system is basically built around the people who work within it. And it's important that judges, prosecutors and court staff have both an understanding and a knowledge of the law, but also have the legal resources to help them do their work. Now, the difficulty is with Afghanistan is that within the past 30-year period, there's been a number of different regimes, right, from the Soviets to the Taliban. Now, it means that the current roster of judges, there's about 1,500 judges currently in Afghanistan, it means that all of those were trained or educated, installed under different regimes, and so therefore have had different levels of legal education, and therefore that obviously impacts on their ability to interpret and implement the law. Now, all that meaning that it makes it much more difficult for a fair and consistent justice system throughout Afghanistan.